June of 1967, the first ever Consumer Electronics Show took place in New York City. According to the June 1967 edition of the publication Radio Electronics, attendees could explore more than 150,000 square feet of exhibits, which included such technological innovations as color television sets, tape recorders, and record players that could actually change selections. What a difference 47 years make.
Ladies and gentlemen, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Consumer Electronics Association, Gary Shapiro.
Good morning and welcome to the 2014 International CES. In an hour, the doors will open on a show full of surprises and innovation that will wow any journalist willing to walk the floor.
The sleep sensor goes under the mattress. Once it is under the mattress, it will track your nights overnight, and you will be able to have your full picture of how you react to sleep.
We are the first Swiss watchmaker to be specialized in smartwatches. So it means that you can directly dial a number from the watch. You can actually use it also as a radio and plug earphones into it.
From research and development in Germany, we joined the colleagues here from US to demonstrate and explain all the stuff we'll be showing here.
I'm happy to announce that this is our largest CES ever. We have crossed a significant milestone with more than 2 million net square feet of exhibit space.
This year's Consumer Electronics Show featured more than 3,000 exhibitors and had more than 10,000 attendees from all over the world.
Tell me about this incredible car I'm sitting in, please.
So that one right now is the A3 convertible, the latest model of our A3 family, which we launched just right now in the US there.
The automotive electronics portion of our show is bigger than ever, with 9 of the top car companies exhibiting.
Driverless cars were one of the big stories at 2014 CES, but those were by no means the only automotive innovation.
I'm sitting in the cherry red A3. What does it do?
Well, it's a convertible, so it's really fun driving actually from the car itself. But what we show here with the navigation system, we have Google Earth integrated fully in there.
This is cool. So suppose I'm leaving from Pasadena right now, which is where we are. I want to go to San Francisco. I want to know where I'm going, where I'll find parking, and what the weather's like.
Sure, and then so you can have different approaches. You can say, okay, when I'm just driving, you can search for it on online destinations where I know perhaps I'm looking for coffee or something interesting there. Or you can go to the online store and say, well, I have some couple of time in San Francisco, so let's go to the city events. I get proposals for what I can do then if I'm old there. I can directly drive to it, or then call it, reserve for tickets, or a place where I can search for restaurants. Everything's available there.
And another major story at 2014 CES was all the wearable technology on hand.
Last night, we heard Intel's new CEO, Brian Krzanich, introduce a range of innovative products, including wearables, an incredible baby monitor, and an amazing dual processor chip.
What we were looking at was Edison incorporated into a onesie that allowed you to communicate through a coffee cup and let you know the vitals of your baby, whether it's moving, heart rate, information like that. And then also it has the ability to look at if the baby's waking up, turn on a separate system that will warm the milk for your baby and be ready.
A lot of the wearable devices, especially the 4K cameras, and the nice feature about being able to have a wearable 4K device is it's ultra HD, being able to go ahead and clip on a device, put it on a helmet, and while you're skateboarding or doing any type of bicycle riding or surfing or something of that nature. So you're really going to be able to go ahead and relive those experiences.
I'm looking at this jacket with electric lights, but the one thing that's going to happen is if you go bicycling, you're going to get it dirty. How do you wash it?
Okay, just put it in the washing machine.
Yeah. The lights are washable too?
Yeah. Let's keep on.
And unlike the marketing process of the first CES in 1967, many times at 2014 CES, the innovation and exchange of new ideas was all about a dialogue.
There's an exhibit that's also a Wi-Fi hotspot that people have developed that you can interact with on your phone and build applications on your phone to interact with sensors and motors and inputs and outputs of all different sorts.
What we're looking at is working with universities, students 13 and up, makers and individuals or teams up to four people can submit their ideas on the makeit.intel.com for the Make It Wearable Challenge.
What you're looking at right now is our wall of apps. This is our third year at CES doing the wall of apps. We are showcasing all sorts of apps. We actually showcase for app developers. They come to us, they might not have access to the show floor, and we give them the opportunity to get on the show floor without actually being on the show floor.
For that first CES show of 1967, exhibitors were faced with a choice. Since the National Association of Music Makers Conference was going on at the same time in Chicago, they had to decide if they were going to be exhibiting there or at the first CES. The June 1967 Radio Electronics article says a number of exhibitors who had no stake whatsoever in the music industry decided to opt for CES in New York.
The tethers that have constrained entertainment consumption for decades, since the very first radio waves and the TV signals were beamed into our homes and game cartridges were inserted into console, will soon dissolve.
So it's kind of like a connected device for the kitchen. It has multimedia, so you can listen to music, watch your favorite videos, Netflix if you want to watch a movie while you're cooking.
The service also provides the ability to watch and resume across various connected devices, so you can seamlessly switch viewing live TV or video on demand content from a PS4 in the living room to an iPad in another bedroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, 9-time Grammy Award winner, John Legend.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Just like now, the first Consumer Electronics Show in 1967 was not open to the public. There was one glaring difference, however. In marketing to prospective electronics buyers, one piece of promotional literature adds the line, "Ladies, welcome."
Please join me in welcoming Marissa Meyer.
Thank you so much, Gary. I'm incredibly excited to be here this afternoon and share more about our vision for Yahoo. As you saw in our opening video, at our core, Yahoo is about making the world's daily habits inspiring and entertaining. And quite honestly, there are very few places as inspiring and entertaining as CES.
What's one of your favorite experiences wearing one of these micro-nose watches?
Well, actually, as a woman, you know, sometimes I'm missing calls because my phone is in my purse. While now that I'm wearing a smartwatch, a Micronos smartwatch at my wrist, I can answer directly through the watch and answer an incoming call and see who's calling. So it's really practical, you know, I don't have to dig into my purse.
How would you describe what we're looking at?
So Era for Her is a collection of tech accessories that's designed with the modern woman in mind.
So what kind of accessories, for example, are here?
Well, we've got a really cool wireless Bluetooth speaker that not only looks great, but it's also designed with some tuning that appeals to most women that we worked with, meaning that it has a little less bass, and so it allows for a clearer, crisper sound.
Thank goodness for those 47 years. But whether we're talking about innovations from 1967 or 2014, everything starts with one fundamental question.
What if? What if?
We asked ourselves, what if we could unlock PlayStation's library of games so that they're instantly available on PlayStation devices as well as non-PlayStation devices?
So I was a surfer, but I'm also an engineer, and I would go on surf trips, and you're always trying to get a little bit of video of these amazing places you get to go surfing. I set up my camera on a balcony one day just trying to capture footage of this amazing day. And I just kind of set it there, hit record, zoom the camera out, and just hope for the best. When I came back and looked at the footage, I thought, man, if this could just be a tight shot and just know who I was and move around just a little bit, that would be awesome. I'd buy it tomorrow. And I went and looked, and it didn't exist, and said, well, now I know I've got something I can try to make myself.
How did you first come up with this concept?
My business partner and best friend got robbed at gunpoint and came up with this when he realized that if you could put a protection device around a phone, this is something that almost everybody would carry, and it'd be the most convenient, non-lethal self-defense solution on the market.
And in Japanese culture, we call this kando. Kando translates to mean emotional involvement, the power to stimulate an emotional response, the power to make people say, wow.
Another area that promises huge growth and potential and is absolutely revolutionary is 3D printing.
There was 2 3D printing companies here last year, now there's 40.
They can make anything. The machines print in a plastic called PLA, and you can make beautiful sculptures. They print in incredibly high resolution, and it's really only limited by your imagination.
So you are looking at the Chef Jet and the Chef Jet Pro, which are 2 3D printers, which are the first and only of their kind, which are food 3D printers. We can print in frosting, or milk chocolate, or candy.
What about fun stuff for the artists who are going to be listening? What do you see that they might really love among the